I'm sure all of us. It was intense. It was an atmosphere, and that was a fun game, guys.
Your shot, well, you hit on Phaneuf really early on, set the whole thing going, and from there it just seemed like it was just bombs back and forth.
You know, they're a physical team, guys. I mean, they're one of the most physical. I wouldn't say toughest, but we matched size for size, hit for hit. I thought, and it's a 4-4 game and a shootout at the end of it all. Playoff game, could have went either way throughout. But those are the fun ones you get to play in.
This morning you talked about denying time and space against a fast team. You did it against Montreal. You did it here. You took that template really from Montreal and applied it here and you got success.
You know what? I love their attention to detail today. We really emphasize getting pucks in and not turning things over at the blue lines. I can't even remember too many strong ones at the blue line with guys continuing to chip behind their defense, putting a forecheck on, and that's how you eliminate speed in this league. You have to get it back and make those teams go 200 feet and you make them earn it, that ice all the way throughout. And for us, to continue to push throughout the game, I thought it was pretty solid.
About the power play?
Power play, I thought Hoff had a great game tonight. He had that big bomb to go up 4-3. We needed that coming out of the dressing room to start the third. And, Enzo had that one as well. So it was definitely nice to see a couple power play goals. And that's the difference in the game right now. For us, we need to continue to work on our power play. And, it's paying dividends.
That toughness, both in terms of physical and that bounce back, to go down 2 goals twice and to come back.
Yeah,
that's what you guys have been working for.
You know, that's character, absolutely. Yeah, you know what, it's the process that we've continued to stick through in this dressing room, guys, is, over a month now since Ron come in, we've tried to clean up details, we've worked hard in practice. We've put a lot of video sessions in, and we've been in a lot of close games. If you've noticed, every single game's close. That means something's going right for us, and we're continuing to do things, and now we're starting to reap some rewards.
You're not known as a shootout sniper, but what was your reaction when you got the tap on the shoulder to go out there?
I was excited. Anytime you get a chance to score a goal or to be in a shootout, those are fun games. Those are ones on your sleeve. I was just happy to go before my brother Mike Weber because I knew he was hot in practice the last couple days.
Talk about your approach, though. I mean, it was all speed. Sometimes they come in, slow down. You went 100 miles.
Every guy in here has moves that they've done since they were junior, and tonight I was lucky enough to beat them. Both goalies I thought were pretty solid in the shootout, so both of them had many great saves.
What did you expect when you came here from Davos?
What's that, sir?
Was this the atmosphere that you expected when you came here from Davos?
Absolutely. I mean, that's fun. That's easy energy you can take from the crowd. Being a type of energy players that draws from those kind of situations. At times, obviously, I was a little too emotional and costing my team a little bit there, but lucky enough, we continue to push back. And throughout the game, I thought we were pretty solid.
Just out of curiosity, what did you?
I guess you're not allowed to blow guys' kisses on the ice. It's offensive, so I'll stick those kisses back and keep them in my mouth.
Good stuff. Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys.